today's Cinco de Mayo. And then we always have to clarify that Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day. But it is a day to get deals. And lo and behold, it's on a Tuesday. So what were the chances of that? Well, a little bit of something. But yeah, Cinco de Mayo, give you the idea here. It's an annual celebration held on May 5th to celebrate Mexico's victory over the Second French Empire at the Battle of Puebla in 1862, led by General Ignacio Zaragoza. And all sorts of celebrations, parades, food, music, folkloric dancing, and battle reenactments take place. And I guess some good deals on Mexican food. All right, today in history, can we go there? That's next up here on First Thoughts on WWIB on this May 5th. And we'll see what we have for you this morning. Yeah, we got a couple of things right now. Okay, this day in history, in 1821, former French ruler Napoleon Bonaparte died while living in exile on the island of St. Helena off the coast of Africa. Yes, as we told you, in 1862, outnumbered Mexican forces defeated French troops sent by Napoleon III in the battle at Puebla, known as Cinco de Mayo. All right. Also, this is the day in 1925. John T. Scopes, a teacher in Dayton, Tennessee, was arrested in Tennessee for teaching Darwin's theory of evolution in violation of state statute. His trial became the play and movie Inherit the Wind. This is the day in 1956. You know, Roger Bannister is a famous name because he's the first one to break the four-minute mile, but I think he did it in the UK. Jim Bailey became the first runner to break the four-minute mile in the U.S., finishing in 3 minutes, 58 and a half seconds on this day in 1956. Somebody just last week, a Korean runner, first one to run a marathon in under 2 hours. So, amazing. All right. Also, on this day in 1961.
3, 2, 1, 0, ignition.
Astronaut Alan B. Shepard became America's first space traveler as he made a 15-minute suborbital flight around the Freedom, aboard the Freedom 7 capsule. And also in 1973, jockey Ron Turcotte rode Secretariat to victory in the Kentucky Derby.
Now and they're in the stretch. It's Secretariat. Secretariat on the outside to take the lead. Sham holding in second. It's Secretariat moving away. He has it by 2.5. Sham then on the outside. Our native. At the wire, it's going to be Secretariat. He wins it by 2 lengths.
The legendary horse would go on to claim the Triple Crown. There's only been 3 Triple Crown winners since Secretariat in 73. In 78, it was affirmed. In 79, Seattle Slough. What was it? 77, maybe it was Seattle Slough. 78 was affirmed. And then in 2015, we had one, and that's it. The one, American Pharoah, I think, in 2015, the only one since 1978. Our morning devotion for this May 5th from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, titled God Knows We'll Get It Wrong Sometimes. Love forgives and then looks ahead. Psalm 103:12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Goff says, I have a friend who has this condition she calls the angel complex. She feels so driven to perfection that any slip is like a deadly sin. In about 5 seconds, she'll forget the thankless way she helped or did a random act of kindness, but it'll take her 5 years to forget the little mistake that she caught her boss's attention or cause disappointment with her spouse. She's stuck in the past and can't move on. Her mistakes have become the links in a chain that bind her heart. Bob says, it makes me so sad, and I try to remind her about all the good she's done and how wonderful she is, but she simply can't hear the words. Then Bob says, it occurred to me, God knows the feeling I get when I try to encourage her, because I'm just as hard to reach sometimes, too. He knew we would get it wrong before he came to be with us, but he came anyway because that's what love does. Love forgives and then looks ahead. Love leaves old failures in the past. God doesn't keep store, and we don't need to either. Goff says, God said our sins are as far from him as the east is from the west. You don't need a tape measure to figure out that's a long way. They never connect, right? They're erased from our history as far as he's concerned, but shame keeps bringing them back up. It says we're disqualified, we're unworthy. Shame tries to tackle us, tries to shackle us to who we were and keeps us from becoming who we are. Mm-hmm. Don't take the bait and waste your energy rehashing things God said you can forget. You lost a little time and you made the mistakes. Don't lose more by dwelling on them now. What do you need to let go of? What's in your past that you keep dragging into the present? Let it go. What today's question, closing question, what past mistake are you still allowing yourself to hold on to? Tyler Mead has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Tyler. Ashley tells us Tyler is an amazing college student who's working hard and getting amazing grades while also competing on the bowling team. Well, happy birthday, Tyler. And also, Todd lets us know that his sister Pam Bistel, has a birthday today. Todd says that Pam is a sweet spirit and a devoted follower of Jesus. Happy 68th birthday, Pam. Todd says, we love you. So those are the May 5th celebrations. But on the listener line at 715-396-1670, not to be forgotten, Randy checking in from Stanley says, wishing my grandson, Marcus Lahota, happy birthday in Kazakhstan today. Wow. Happy birthday, Marcus. I hope you're listening in. A live stream on WWIB.com.
The pitch, swing and a miss. It's a baker's dozen of strikeouts for Cale Holm. And McDonald wins it 6-1 on the road.
Action last night on our sister station, WOGO Radio, and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. You can watch the replay there. 13 strikeouts for McDonald senior Cale Holm as they defeated Neillsville Granton 6-1. More prep high school action this afternoon and evening on WOGO and WOGO Sports. 4:40 p.m., Halvo and Lucas Rising around the call. Chi-High Lady Cardinals softball hosting the Tigers of New Richmond. In the majors, the Brewers lost their series opener as they fell 6-3 to the St. Louis Cardinals on the road. Jackson Churio, 4-for-4, and scored a run in his season debut. Bryce Durang, 3-for-5 with a 2-run homer. Chad Patrick allowed 4 runs over 3 1/3 innings, took the loss. The teams continue their series today, and the Packers have added a veteran signal caller on Monday, signing Tyrod Taylor to serve as Jordan Love's backup. And that's your sports.
All right. Thanks, Caleb. I appreciate it. Yeah, I loved your the drama there as Caleb struck out the side in that last inning. So that was a fun listen.
He was coming up on his pitch count as well, too. I think he was 84. Of course, the limit is 100 and went the complete game. Quite a performance.
Could really feel the drama there. Thanks.
Spring is a time when a lot of people are in the market to buy or sell a home. Well, a home out in California is looking to set a record for the largest price in U.S. history. I thought home prices, were soaring a little bit recent years. Nothing like this, Alvo.
Yeah, a compound in Bel Air, Los Angeles, owned by a family of Qatari royals, is on the market for, brace yourself, $400 million, potentially setting that record that Caleb was talking about for the highest home sale in U.S. history.
So what can you get for $400 million when it comes to a home? Well, the estate sits on an 8-acre hilltop piece of land overlooking Bel Air Country Club, and it spans approximately 70,000 square feet across 3 structures.
Yeah, the compound includes a 23-bedroom main house and a 16-bedroom guest house with a total of how many bathrooms?
59 bathrooms.
That's a lot of bathrooms to clean.
39 bedrooms, but 59 bathrooms. Who's in charge of that for chores? The mega mansion boasts extensive luxury amenities, including a movie theater,
wellness facility,
tennis courts,
and multiple swimming pools.
You need multiple swimming pools, I guess, when you have a 70,000 square foot compound. So that's what $400 million can buy you. If you're not a Qatari royal, I'm not really sure how you afford this, but it is Bel Air.
Okay. Well, you may never live in a home like that, but we look forward to a mansion on the other side. Ann Wilson, Mansions, WWIB. Good morning.
When my world gets heavy, weighed down by the troubles of this life, I look up to the clouds and daydream about that sweet by and by. Start thinking about heaven. I've heard the streets are paved with gold. Can't imagine it, cause I ain't there yet, but here's what I've been told. In my father's house, there are many rooms. I'm talking about a mansion for me and a mansion for you.
Our WIB Wake Up Show weather update brought to you by Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. If you're overdue for a bathroom remodel, call the pros at Wirzgala for a free estimate. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit. Maybe it's a wet room for the master bath or a steam shower. Call 839-0707 or go to Wasgalla.com.
We had the Groundhog Day flood, Caleb, and today, in a half an hour, Wasgalla will be in our upstairs bathroom today. So
here's the thing. When I hear Groundhog Day flood, I know you're referring to the date it happened, but I'm thinking, what if it flooded again and again and again in your home?
I'm not really sure
that's something you want to go through.
It sort of felt like it, Caleb, reliving a day. My day. So grateful to them. They come out, they do a great job with the estimate. I tell you what, they got us the estimate the very same day.
They are very professional.
Yeah, they really are. We've experienced that. So again, it's cool to, you know, somebody we talk about all the time, and looking forward to doing work with them. Very professional.
It's Tuesday trivia time here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Caleb and Havel with you. How about a prize from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake? Maybe you're saying, well, I'm not a kid, so I don't really qualify to make some chalk art for the Mother's Day Chalk Art Challenge. Well, how about answering some trivia? You could win a 12-inch hanging floral basket worth $47.99 from Blueview Greenhouse across from Turtleback Golf Course in Rice Lake. But you have to solve this, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. If you're average, if you're typical, you'll do this over 20 times per day. If you're typical, you'll do what over 20 times per day? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 for a chance to win that gorgeous hanging floral basket from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake.
Well, it's something we do that's fairly off, 20 times a day. All right, well, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. A wonderful prize on the line. That beautiful hanging basket from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake.
What will the typical person, the average person, do over 20 times per day? 715-723-2555 to guess.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hi, Tony. Batting leadoff today.
What? Is it touch your nose?
Is it touch your nose? Simon Says.
Yeah. Could that be it for Tony? It's not it, Tony. Thanks.
And again, plausible. Yeah. Could happen, but yeah, just not what we're looking for.
Not what we're looking for, our standard response. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Halley.
Hey, Scott. What's your guess?
I want to say blow your nose.
Blow your nose. Touch your nose. Blow your nose.
Something knows.
Is not it. Thank you. And those, again, Scott, good guess, because those would be separate. We would delineate between the two of those. So not touching your nose, not blowing your nose.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron Fall Creek.
Hi, Ron.
Touch your face.
Touch your face. Okay. What we were supposed to not do during COVID, right? Mm-hmm. When they're like, stop touching your face. Then you don't realize how many times you actually do touch your face.
Could that be it for Ron and Fall Creek for that beautiful hanging basket from Blueview Greenhouse? Sorry, Ron.
Thank you for the call from Cricket Country, 715-723-2555. If you're average, if you're typical, you'll do what over 20 times per day?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Caroline from Rice Lake.
Hi, Caroline.
Is it passing gas?
Is it passing gas?
Okay.
Well, that would be a great Mother's Day week trivia. It would just be great. And we would do something where we'd kind of try to throw people off the trail, but is it flatulence?
It's not.
It's not. Thank you, Caroline.
She went there.
715-723-2555. If you're typical, you'll do what over 20 times each day?
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Pam from...
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Pam from somewhere, where?
Weyerhaeuser.
Okay.
There we go. Now we've got you, Pam from Weyerhaeuser. What do you think?
Climb the stairs.
Climbing the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sure.
You don't think about it, right? If you're in a house with stairs. Got stairs at my other office downtown, one-source imaging, climbing all the time. It's good exercise. Could that be it for Pam? It's not. Thanks.
Thank you for the call from Weyerhaeuser, Pam. If you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day.
We will have three more guesses then. We got new music from Brandon Lake, who was just in concert in the cities just over a week ago. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Todd from Rice Lake.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for your birthday greeting there at wib.com/celebrations, which is becoming more and more popular all the time. So, All right, what's your guess today?
My guess is pick up your phone.
Pick up your phone.
Pick up your... That's a great
guess. Set it down. It's like, okay, all right. I'm setting it. And then he pick it up again.
I know. Yeah. Could that be it for Todd? Sorry, Todd. We built him up like he thought he was the winner, right?
Sorry, Todd.
Did I say three more guesses?
You did, okay. Yep, so we're down to two more.
It was one of those things, Caleb. It's like it was in my head, but did I get it out? All right, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Krista.
And where are you from?
Chippewa.
From Chippewa. Go ahead.
All right.
Is it look in the mirror?
Is it look in the mirror?
Yeah.
Some sort of reflective surface?
Yeah, look in the mirror. Could that be it? Sorry.
Not it. Thank you for the call. Final guess this hour. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll do this. Do what? Over 20 times per day.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Al from Withy.
All right, Al, what do you think?
I was thinking sit down.
Sit down.
Yeah, sit down over 20 times a day. Could that be it for Al?
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Yoda was kind of hanging out after Star Wars Day yesterday.
Yeah, we just kind of have him in the studio.
Yeah.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you so much for all the guesses, and we'll give you another shot at winning this gorgeous hanging floral basket, 12-inch hanging floral basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake next hour as Tuesday Trivia carries on.
Good guesses, everybody. A new music from Brandon Lake this morning, the author on Whip. Good morning.
Picked up the book for the first time in ages. Still wash me clean with the dust on the pages. My life is a story I struggle to write. But is it one worth telling? Is it one you like? So who am I? Who am I? Am I just a poor preacher's prodigal son? A troubled child, running wild, chasing the glory instead of the one that says that I have something still left to offer. So who am I? Who am I to question the pen in the hands of the author?
Tuesday Trivia, try number two here on the Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halva, WWIB, We Are Family. Our question is this: if you're average, you'll do what over 20 times per day? If you're average, if you're typical, you'll do this over 20 times per day. What is it? 715-723-2555. Great prize, Halva, up for grabs. The people could win from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake.
I'll tell you, $47.99 value, this beautiful 12-inch hanging basket. And you pick it up there across from Turtleback Golf Course. Fantastic and beautiful, just in time for Mother's Day.
Indeed. If you're average, if you're typical, you'll do what over 20 times per day? 715-723-2555 for your chance to call in and win here on WWIB.
Now, one would think there's only so many possibilities, and we had a lot of good guesses last time.
Yes. What is the answer, though? We haven't solved it yet. If you're average, if you're typical, you'll do what over 20 times per day? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win that 12-inch hanging floral basket worth $47.99, courtesy of Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake. It's not touching your nose, blowing your nose, touching your face, passing gas, climbing the stairs, picking up your phone, looking in the mirror, or sitting down. All guesses so far, good guesses, but not it, not what we're looking for.
All right, the calls are starting to come at 723-2555. Everybody wants the Blueview hanging basket from the greenhouse there in Rice Lake. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, let's try
Linda
it again. Linda in Chippewa. Okay, Linda, what do you think?
I think maybe thinking about the bills you have to pay before the end of the week.
Okay.
Thinking about it, not necessarily paying.
Over 20 times per day, thinking about those bills.
Thinking about it. Could that be it for Linda? Sorry, Linda.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Your average, typical, you'll do what over 20 times per day?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Sam in Eau Claire.
Hi, Sam.
What do you think?
Open a door.
Open a door.
That's
well
great.
Thought out.
That
sure.
Is really
absolutely.
Good. Yeah. That's not it, but that's a great idea.
It is a very good guess, Sam. So could be the answer. Mm-hmm. It's just not the one we're looking for. Appreciate the call, friend.
723-2555. We've heard from Linda in Chippewa, Sam in Eau Claire. How about you? 723-2555. All throughout Wibland, 723-2555.
We've heard from Menominee, Halley, Fall Creek, Rice Lake, Weyerhaeuser, Chippewa Falls, Withy, and Eau Claire so far this morning. Have we heard from you yet? And maybe we've heard from you. You want to call back and guess again? You're welcome to do that for a chance to win this beautiful floral hanging basket, 12-inch version worth $47.99. Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake across from Turtleback sponsoring that prize.
All right, and we've got another caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jennifer from Altoona.
Hi, Jennifer. What do you think?
Yawning?
Yawning. I've been doing that this morning.
I got tired just thinking about Caleb's schedule from yesterday. All right, could that be it? Yawning for Jennifer in Altoona. Sorry, friend.
If you're average, you'll do what over 20 times per day? What could it be?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sam in Eau Claire again.
All right, Sam.
What do you think?
Drink something, water, milk,
yeah.
Soda.
Okay.
Or
another
something.
Great guess.
Take a drink of something, yeah.
I mean, there's only so many things that be more than 20 times a day for the average person, but that is not it, Sam. Sorry.
But taking a sip of something, that's plausible, makes sense, but not the answer we're looking for.
Four good guesses this time around. Anybody else? We'll take three more, 715-723-2555. Otherwise, maybe you're just saying, you know, let me think about it until after 8:45.
Tuesday trivia here on the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB, we are family. Great to have you with us. A chance to win a gorgeous 12-inch hanging floral basket courtesy of Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake. If you can solve our query this morning, 715-723-2555, we are asking you this. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day. What is it?
Yeah, 723-2555, 723-2555, and the phones are lighting up for round three on this question to win that beautiful hanging basket from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake. Sam is in Eau Claire. Hey, Sam, what's your guess this time?
I'll say talk on the phone.
Talk on the phone over 20 times per day if you're typical. Talking on the phone, is that it?
Sorry, Sam.
Thank you, Sam, for the call. 715-723-2555. If you're typical, you'll do this. Do what? Over 20 times per day.
Another Sam along in 45 minutes following Focus of the Family with mid-mornings here on WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Holly from Eau Claire.
All right. Hi, Holly. Good to hear from you. What do you think?
Is it looking at the clock?
Looking at the clock.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
What time is it?
We could do it. Yeah, we could do that more than... I could see it, right? But that's not what we're looking for. Sorry, Holly.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. A 12-inch hanging floral basket worth $47.99 on the line here from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake.
Keep it going. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Liz from Rice Lake.
Hi, Liz. What's your guess?
Is it opening the fridge?
Opening the fridge. If you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day. I do believe that was actually an answer to a previous question that was very similar to this, but not what we're looking for today.
Sorry. Sorry, Liz. Thanks for trying here on WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kathy from Eau Claire.
Hi, Kathy.
My guess would be touch their face.
Touch their face. That's been guessed, actually, so you can have a bonus guess, Kathy.
Checking your phone?
Yeah, we've had picking up your phone, but not actually checking the phone.
Okay.
Taking a look at the notifications.
Sorry, Kathy.
Thank you for the guesses. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Trulina from Stanley.
Hi, Trulina. What do you think?
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. We talked about back in 2020, right, when it's don't touch your face, and then it's like, wash your hands.
Yep.
Do it all the time.
Yeah.
Danny Gilkey, I think, even made a song about it.
Yeah.
20 times per day, washing your hands, if you're typical, if you're average.
Sorry.
Not it. Maybe we'd be healthier if we did. I don't know. Or our skin would dry out. If you're average, you'll do what over 20 times per day?
It is important. 20 times would be a bit much. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd from Rice Lake.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, I'm going to try scratch your head.
Scratch your head. If you're average, you'll scratch your head over 20 times per day.
Sorry, Todd.
Not it. Fun fact, my little sister Rachel, her first word was Todd. Not from this Todd, but a different Todd. My dad was talking on the phone to someone named Todd, and that was her first word. She was like, Todd?
Yeah, right.
So there we go. Fun fact about Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
There we go. Hi, Rachel. All right. We'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Liz again from Rice Lake.
Hey, Liz.
What do you think?
I'm guessing that they're complaining about something.
Complaining about something. If you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day. Complaining about something?
That's not it either, Liz. Thanks.
Not it. Thank you.
Two more here this morning. Otherwise, it moves on to Win It Wednesday after 7:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amy from Eau Claire.
All right, Amy.
Take a drink of something.
That was guessed by Sam, I think.
Sam had that guess. You guys were both thinking along the same lines, but not what we were looking for. So what's your backup guess?
Go to the bathroom.
What? That hasn't been guessed yet, right? Huh? Over 20 times per day, depending on what you eat, maybe?
Who knows? Well, we'll give it a try. If it's got to be something, there is a right answer. That's not it, though.
Thank you. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll do what over 20 times per day?
All right, this is the last one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, it's Linda again.
All right, Linda.
What do you think?
Smile.
Should do that as... There's a great Sidewalk Prophet song about that, smiling. Yeah. Is it smiling over 20 times per day something the average person does?
Sorry, Linda.
Hopefully it's more than that. Hopefully there's more things even than that to make you smile. Hopefully we are making someone smile tomorrow on Win It Wednesday as Tuesday Trivia. We'll start bright and early at 7:15. We'll see if we can give someone that Blueview Greenhouse hanging basket tomorrow.
Absolutely. Here on WWIB. Speaking of Danny Gokey and washing your hands.
Listen up, kids, 1, 2, 3. It's as easy as ABC. I don't want you feeling bad, cause feeling sick can make you sad. This is real, it ain't pretend. You love your family and your friends. We should help each other out. Do these steps in this out. Wash your hands. When you got a cough, turn your head. Yeah, you gotta clean your space. This is how you keep germs away. For the sniffles.
Lost your way, lost your cool, then you straight up lost your mind. Tried so hard to stay ahead, but you keep falling behind. Life is gonna pull you down, make it hard to see. But a little change in your point of view could be just what you need. There's always a reason to choose joy. There's something deeper that the world can't destroy. Smile when you think you can't. Smile, get up and dance. Smile, there's a bigger plan. The storm